dreaming of your next big win? WinPlus could make it happen for real. Score the latest tech, kitchen gadgets or huge cash prizes. Enter now and your winning moment could be just around the corner with winplus.co.uk. WinPlus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Start your year in style with savings on every range in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. From beautiful beds to timeless sofas and dining tables, find your dream furniture today and spread the cost interest-free for up to 3 years from just $499 with no deposit. Grow your home in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. Ends Sunday. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furnitureland FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
You don't need an office. You need an office. You don't need a shop. You need a shop. You don't need contractors. You need contractors. Well, your business doesn't need 1 month. It might need the next. That's why with O2 Business you get automatic data rollover. And with our January sale multi-save offer, get two or more handsets and save, giving you more business can do. Search O2 Business.
New or upgrading customers only on selected tariffs. 1 month rollover. Terms apply.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV, now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just slightly over 2 hours away from the big hot coffee date.
That's
happening
it.
At Global today.
Well, it will be hot.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it will be. Steaming.
Always hot.
Steaming hot pepper.
Yeah, just hot coffee.
So hot. So hot, Dan Walker.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan, if you're listening. Normal meeting, thank you.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. It'd be normal.
We'll be speaking to a man who played Robbie Williams in the new Robbie Williams film, but he doesn't play Robbie Williams because somebody else plays Robbie Williams. In fact, he plays Robbie Williams as an ape, but this guy we're talking to plays Robbie Williams' singing bits. Very confusing. We'll hopefully get that cleared up when we speak to Adam a little bit later on, about 8:30 this morning. Meanwhile, Dominic Burns got your news, sport and weather. It's 8:03.
From Global's newsroom, some of the biggest tech firms in the US have lost more than $1 trillion in their value overnight. The markets were hit after the launch of a new artificial intelligence chatbot from China. It's called DeepSeek. The finance expert Chris Justum has told Radio X it's got people worried.
Second guess this baked-in assumption of US dominance in the AI space. DeepSeek is a Chinese business, very much the same gig as ChatGPT. Reportedly, though, uses fewer microchips to develop its models.
In other news this morning, it's claimed children took part in last summer's riots for fun and because of a lack of trust in the police. A report by England's Children's Commissioner rejects the idea that young people were spurred on by misinformation or by far-right influences. The World Food Programme says it's delivered more food to Gaza in the first 4 days of the ceasefire than in the entire month of December. The charity says so far it's brought in meals for around 1 million people. The former Premier League referee David Coote has spoken for the first time since he was sacked for taking drugs and criticising Jurgen Klopp. He's apologised and says his lifelong struggle to hide the fact he's gay played a role in his behaviour. And parts of the UK are facing another day of disruption due to the heavy rain. More than 30 flood warnings are in place for England, meaning flooding is expected later.
Sport.
In the Championship, Leeds have opened up a two-point gap at the top of the table now. That follows a goalless draw at fellow promotion chasers Burnley last night. Leeds are now unbeaten in 12 matches in all competitions. And this evening, strugglers Portsmouth take on Millwall. And the former Man City captain Kyle Walker says he moved to AC Milan because he just wasn't getting enough game time. The England right-back has gone on loan to the Italian giants for the remainder of this season. He says it was an awkward chat with his manager.
When I spoke with Pep, it wasn't a very comfortable conversation, we'll say, because of the respect that we both have for each other, from what we've achieved both at Manchester City, everything that he's won at Manchester City, I've also won.
And the world's most expensive footballer, Neymar, has left his Saudi Arabian club by mutual consent 6 months before the end of his contract. The Brazilian striker played just 7 times for Al Hilal. He earned a reported £130 million a year. It's not bad, is it?
Global's newsroom have just messaged me. They've just texted you a breaking news story.
Oh, thanks so much for... Okay, here we go. I've just got it in now, Chris.
Right.
And some breaking news from the world of showbiz. Radio producer and model Pippa Taylor is having a hot date with Dan Walker today.
It's not a hot
date. Pair have been messaging each other for several weeks now.
Oh, it's too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter.
What's this?
Gotta
run.
Just like your coffee, the date is
too hot.
It's back to the news now.
Too hot, lady.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to winterproof your vehicle.
Sunshine and showers across the UK, particularly wet in the south. Temperatures up to around 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Pepper's going to go downstairs for coffee to the coffee area. And she's going to be sitting there waiting. And all of a sudden, Dan is going to walk into the room. In slow motion. The breeze blowing his ear hair.
I've got a smoke machine.
She's going to... Oh, you do have a smoke machine, don't you?
Oh, that would be excellent.
You're making it with Slow News Day, Dom.
Slow News Day? No, Pip.
No, I mean, this is Leeds at top of the league.
This is huge. It's huge.
You're making it weird
Your
now.
Your date was in the news.
Yeah, it made the news. Actually made the news.
Keep the smoke machine away. Thank you, James. It's just a normal coffee. Yes. Stop making
just
it weird.
It's just a normal coffee.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Meanwhile, downstairs at the cafe department at Global Radio.
Simon's back.
One man. One woman.
Yeah, it's normal.
One coffee cup.
Two coffee cups.
What will happen?
One straw.
As Dan says,
look into my eyes.
This song, don't ruin it for me.
You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. Pippa, you know it's true. Everything I do, I do it for you.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
I'm Dan Walker.
Can we win the trick awards, please?
Look into your heart.
It's a long song, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
And you will find...
Oh, go on, Simon.
There's nothing to hide.
Oh.
Take me as I am. Take my life. I would give it all.
I
would sacrifice.
I'm behind you, hide enough.
Wow.
It's not worth fighting for, but darling, I can't help it. There's nothing I want more. You know it's true. you do. I do it for you.
Good, that's lovely.
That is.
I'm completely unnecessary. Okay, stop now.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. Carried away.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I can see you putting things in the schedule, James. Stop
I'm not
it.
Doing anything.
Yes. You've put in Elton you? John Daniel. I can see
oh,
it.
I love that song. I love that song. Yes. Was Elton John and what?
Daniel.
That's right. You know, Elton's got a message for you, Pippa.
Has he?
Yeah, yeah. Listen to this. Elton, what do you want to tell Pippa?
Daniel is driving tonight on a plane.
He's travelling tonight on a plane.
Just for coffee.
He's going to be on an aeroplane.
Yeah. I can see the red tail lights.
The what?
And the Spanky.
He's going to Spain.
Spanky, yeah.
No.
I can see Daniel waving goodbye.
He's waving goodbye.
Hello to
he's
you.
He's waving yeah. goodbye to you.
God, it looks like Daniel.
Is in the coffee shop.
Stood outside my bedroom window. Oh, he's got binoculars and a restraining order, but that don't stop the Dan.
Once again, I'm sorry, Dan, if you listen back to this.
Yeah, he won't. Let's hope not. Let's hope he doesn't.
No, he's not listening.
No.
No, it's nice.
Playing some Bach. Something nice and sophisticated downstairs.
What? Oh, no, dear.
I like Bach. It's good.
Good.
We,
oh,
do
so
you know
that's
what?
It, then, isn't
we
it?
Are as excited, and you are excited. We're as excited as you are about this.
No, there's nothing to be excited about.
Because you are our friend, and we like to see our friends happy.
It's. Do you know what? It'd be nice to meet him. Nice to find out how normal and lovely he is after, you know, yeah. not and never saying hello to him or even making eye contact in my entire life.
Yeah.
All right. Why are you making such a big thing about it? What day is it today?
It is
Tuesday.
Tuesday, the 28th of January.
Oh, no, it's Tuesday. You're going for coffee today?
Yeah.
And it's Tuesday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why?
It's a Tuesday.
That escalated.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord.
That's why your diary's clear tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stop being weird. You make it. I'm going to cancel it.
Okay, so hold on. So yesterday was Monday, and then he's taking you for a drink today, which is Tuesday.
So,
and then what happens?
Yeah.
So there you go, you get your breath back on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, it's the holy
it's
day.
It's the day of rest.
Time out.
The day of rest. Passing out.
Now, listen, there's a flaw in this. Hilarity. Because Craig David meets someone on Monday, then they go drink. But we are meeting and drinking in the same day.
You met before, though.
Well, we haven't because he's never made eye contact with me. So I've met Dan, but he hasn't met me.
Was his
all right? Well, let me just re-amend that too.
Right.
Was his first day? What day was his first day when he started at Global? I forgot.
Yeah.
Start on a Thursday.
No, I don't think he did.
He's such a little bellows.
Oh, he started on Monday.
Oh, it's a loud keyboard.
Oh, it was a Monday.
Just another manic Monday. I meet him on Monday.
And coffee on Tuesday.
I met the back of his head on Monday.
Doing it on Wednesday. Something around the back of the head on Thursday. Don't know why you mentioned that Friday. Anyway.
Technically, I saw the back of Dan's head on Monday.
Right. Took him for a drink on Tuesday.
Scott says, today of all days, Tuesday the 28th of January.
January.
Very nice. Very nice, Scott.
Is it?
Very
nice. Is that nice? Yeah, lovely.
Oh.
Well, good. Well, that's that then, isn't it?
Do you know what? I think you're going to have a lovely time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have a lovely time.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's a nice man.
Exactly, he is a nice man.
Otherwise, Classic FM wouldn't have employed him.
Exactly right.
So.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Just coffee.
No TV.
The next thing you know, he's moved right in, and the three of them are on the city.
Oh. Right.
It's fun, this, isn't it?
Isn't it?
For us.
Yeah.
I'm a bit nervous now, making me nervous.
You should be. You should be. It's normal time. I'm
nervous on a first date.
That means you're looking forward to it. That means you're genuinely looking forward to it.
It
does. It's the adrenaline coming through. It's good. It's just going to be really, really normal.
Awkward.
No.
It's going to be horrendously awkward.
It will if he's heard any of this, but hopefully not.
What are we going to talk about? Make a list of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to Radio X, and it's time for the Request Hour. There's a dedication. Goes out to Pippa, who's tuned in this morning. This is from your new man in your life called Dan. And he wanted to dedicate this song to you.
First love,
what feels
first coffee.
This
electricity
flows with the very first coffee.
James.
He said, let's share a coffee. Something fun has begun. And it's taking control.
I mean, it is a tune.
Isn't it, though?
James, you are loving this, you little weirdo.
I'm just messaging the coffee shop to see if they can dim the lights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dim those lights.
There we go. Good. Well, that is... Well,
Oh, no, press the wrong button. That's not appropriate.
Sorry about that. Can't buy that. It's fraud. Well, anyway, good luck today.
Thank you.
It's going to be brilliant. And, of course, we'll all be watching when we stream it live on Global Player from 10 past 10 this morning.
Radio X.
Right.
Coming up, more of me telling you what's coming up, even though Chris may have mentioned some of it already.
I have a little bit, yeah, sorry.
We talked to the man that isn't Robbie Williams in the Robbie Williams film.
That's it.
Adam Tucker chats to the team shortly. Plus... We told you yesterday that the Chris Moyle Show podcast will be available for you to hear from Monday. Man, isn't that exciting? I know this isn't a request show, but can I hear that one song by that artist? Thanks, Chris.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
So you imagine the scene there. They're just, they get the coffees, they sit down, and he goes, you know, so how are you? And she goes, yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Dan. And he says...
If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape,
and Pippa says, wow.
Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Here's David Bowie.
Thank you.
Dan Walker.
Oh, no, have you?
He sent me a voice message.
Has he actually?
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, what's he saying?
Let me press play. Hold on. Okay, there you go. Gosh. I don't really know how to respond. I hope that was for you.
He said a lot.
What are you guys doing after the show again?
Playing laughing.
Badminton.
Badminton.
Yes. We're laughing our socks off.
We are.
Yeah,
we're behind. We're going to have a bloody great time. In fact, do you know what? Actually, I could do with a chat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, shall we?
Have you got time to meet me for a coffee?
Yeah, what sort of time are you thinking?
Just after the show.
Oh, just after 10.
Yeah.
Sure,
Captain, can you make it?
Make that work.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I can make it.
James?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can all go together then.
Wow.
Well, no, I need to chat with the guys.
Yeah.
Just the guys?
Chat with the guys.
It's stuff.
It's about your birthday.
Yeah.
It's about my birthday.
Yeah, it's coming up
in December.
It's coming up this year.
This year, yeah. December.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It's coming up this year. So, yeah.
In fact, it's just gone, arguably.
No. But you got another one coming.
Might as well get ahead of it, don't we?
You got one this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Every year.
Mm. So there you are.
I thought you said you were playing badminton, James. You're liar.
Well, me and Dom are.
Yeah.
Right.
Not now, Dan.
The Chris Moyle Show podcast.
So it's back then. We didn't actually do one last year, although we did.
We did, but didn't release it.
I listened to a little bit of it yesterday, and it's really weird because...
You're very brave.
It starts off with me saying, welcome to the podcast. We recorded this last year. And blah, blah, blah. And it all makes sense.
Mm.
But when I'd said that at the time, it was last year.
Yes, true.
So now it all works. And this is our 9th podcast. Monday is when it's going to be available to download. And we ask you to give us a little bit of money for our charity, Globals Make Some Noise. In return, you will get the audio and video.
Mm-hmm.
Watch my eyes rolling around like a drunken fool. And our special guest this year is the one and only Chris Tarrant.
Chris Tarrant here. And Pippa, you can call me Daddy.
Lovely.
That's right. The guest on this year's podcast is Toby's dad and Pippa's father-in-law, Chris Tarrant.
Hello. Chris Tarrant here. A message for my daughter-in-law, Pippa. I love you. Just call me Daddy.
There you are.
That's uncanny, isn't it?
That's right. So, and it's a good one. And we say every year it's always a good one.
It is a really good one. From memory.
Chris Tarrant is very, very good.
Yeah, he is.
£32,000.
Yeah. But we don't want to give you that. No.
We don't want to give you that.
I was going to say, that's a good impression.
Isn't it? Yeah.
We don't want to give you that.
There you are. So you'll be able to get it from Monday. We will want some money. Don't do a Matt Parksmith. Please give us some money to our charity and you can get the podcast. Now, the best way to enjoy it is to get it on Monday and save it, if you can, till you're having a drink. You could do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
We don't want to give you that.
Or save it for Friday. You and your other half, whatever, you and your mate, have a couple of drinks and then sit back, sync up your laptop or your phone to your TV, sit back and watch the podcast in glorious HD. And watch us get slowly, slowly drunk.
Yeah.
With Chris Tarrant.
Chris' dad used to weigh his children in his fishing net.
Wait, what? Here's another highlight.
Chris, have you enjoyed yourself?
Not really.
There you are.
That's nice.
Chris Tarrant, the one and only, who says at one point...
And it's going to be really cold, really cold. And we're going to be in the garden of a pub.
Yeah.
Now, I thought that sounded very much like an impression of Chris Tarrant.
And it's going to be really cold, really cold. And we're going to be in the garden of a pub.
Do you remember this bit? Because I then said,
I'll be in the garden of the pub.
Is that you?
Yeah. And then Pippa said,
I'm in the garden of the pub.
Oh, no.
And then Captain said,
I'll be in the garden of the pub. And James said,
I'll be the garden of a pub.
And then Trunkallen said,
a garden of the pub.
And then Chris Tarrant said, I'm in the garden of the pub.
Do you know what? Trunkallen's was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A garden of the pub.
But James is really weird.
Why'd you put a D in there?
He says, and it's going to be really cold, really cold, and we're going to be in the garden of a pub. And James said,
I'll be the garden of a pub.
Where are you from?
As you were going through them, I was like, well, I didn't do an impression.
No, no. So well,
because I was the drunkest this year. Do you think I've secretly masked other people being drunker than we thought they were? Yeah. For example, James.
I'll be the garden of a pub.
I love that James doesn't remember that, but he has also listened to it since.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
I like your little laugh after saying that as well.
I'll be the garden of a pub. I'll be in the garden of the pub.
That's good.
And it's going to be really cold. Really cold. And we're going to be in the garden of a pub.
I'll be in the garden of the pub.
I'll be in the
garden of a pub.
That's why you need to be having a drink listening to it. Otherwise, we just get really annoying. So...
He's a bear.
He is a bear, isn't he?
Yeah!
That's it, Pepper.
God, I forgot
that's
about
last
that.
Year.
So, Monday, get ready. The new podcast is coming out.
The Chris Moyle Show podcast.
So, Pepper has her coffee with Dan Walker today. Oh, that's right. Are you looking forward to it, Pepper?
Yeah!
I bet you are. What do you think of Dan?
He's a bear.
He's a bear, isn't he?
Yeah!
He's
in a shape. He's not a bear.
Do you fancy a tour of the Football Focus Studios?
Yeah!
I can sort that out for you if you Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
Great, thank you.
I'm going to go and hide now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a smoke and play nine songs
for
in
the
row.
Best, isn't it, I think. Let's all leg it.
Adam Tucker sings like Robbie Williams so much. He's in the brand new Robbie Williams movie, and we will speak to Adam in just a few minutes. Hang on.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
It's the Virgin Media Winter Sale, and our prices have dropped, just like the temperature. It's the perfect time to find great deals across our smooth, lightning-fast broadband range on our reliable network.
Suddenly,
all with no setup fee. Yeah, that's smooth. Simply visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fibre area, subject to restrictions and credit check, 89% network uptime July to December, no setup fee, online only, terms apply, ends 5th of Feb.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
It is a lovely sunny day, and Pepper and George are playing in the garden.
Oh, that's my exercise alarm. Right, I'm off for a run.
What can we do, Daddy?
Why don't you jump in muddy puddles, Pepper? That's very good exercise.
Pepper and George love getting muddy.
Jump in, Daddy.
Well, perhaps just a few jumps then. Here I come.
Everyone loves getting muddy. Join in the adventures at Pepper's very own theme park.
Book an official short break and get your second park day free. Exclusions apply.
Park. Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit ao.com/trust. Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! On today's 4 till 7 thing, it's Tuesday. You know what that means? TJ's terrific Tuesday top 10. Today is Play Your Tarts Right. That's right, Play Your Tarts Right, your top 10 tarts. Plus, no time yesterday due to too many feeble excuses. So today, it's... Mexican handbags. We've got your best old Rochester rakes. Plus, we'll be spinning the reels of the old Mexican bandit and finding out this week's Mexican handbag.
What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
I don't know. That's why I just said we're going to find out.
What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
I don't know. We're going to find out on today's 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Start your new year with a brand new Mercedes-Benz. Discover unique, innovative design and the latest cutting-edge technology, where every detail reflects exceptional luxury and comfort. Plus, right now, we have offers across the range, like 0% APR representative across selected electric models. Ready to go? Book your extended test drive today. Offer ends 31st of March. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance. Savings include VAT for cash and finance customers. Subject to availability. Extended test drives 25+.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Steering wheel.
live on Global Player.
Yeah.
Oh, we're live on Global Player. If you want to have a little watch on the Radio X app, which is called Global Player, you can watch us now live. Now, we're going to speak to a man who is, well, I have many, many questions.
Yeah.
He is currently, you can hear him in a brand new film. I don't know if you can see him. We'll find out if you can.
Hmm.
But let's say good morning to Mr. Adam Tucker.
Hey. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Adam.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Thank you. I've heard you got a lot of questions for me.
I've got so many questions.
Yeah.
So, you are the man that sings like Robbie Williams in Robbie Williams' new movie.
That is it. Yeah, that is me. I have this kind of weird talent that I can kind of sound like Robbie Williams quite naturally.
When did you know that you sounded like Robbie Williams?
Well, I used to play in a band with a guy and he always used to say I sounded like Robbie Williams. Like every gig we used to kind of finish, you know, like with Angels at the end, as most bands do, and in weddings. And yeah, he was just to turn around and say like, oh, if I close my eyes, it sounds like Robbie Williams. And you really sound like Robbie Williams. And I was just kind of like, I used to play it off and he used to kind of just say it all the time.
Was it when you sang Angels only or was it when you sang other stuff?
I think it kind of trickled into all the other stuff eventually. He was like, oh, your voice just sounds so much like Robbie's. And he's like, Robbie doing covers of like, I don't know, some of the...
Kings of Leon.
Like, yeah, Kings of Leon and whatever. Yeah, like Valerie and stuff like that.
And did you take it as a compliment?
Oh, mate, yeah, I love Robbie. Like, I've listened to Robbie since, well, I mean, I'm 30 now and I think he released Angels when I was like, three?
Wow.
Four. God, so that's all I've known.
So
it's been like, I mean, my family listened to Robbie. We always listen to Robbie. You know, like, yeah, he's just always been there, you know?
Yeah.
Part of my musical kind of repertoire in like sort of bands and stuff like that. So never sort of not been a fan sort of thing. So yeah.
So let's go back. So you studied music in Leeds.
I did, yeah. Big up Leeds. I did actually see you in Leeds once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in the, is it the Trinity Centre, I think? And I walked through there and I did see you in the distance. Oh. I didn't call your name. I didn't want to embarrass you.
What was I doing? Was I drunk?
Yeah, you're just shopping.
On my own?
Yeah, on your own.
Oh.
Doesn't sound like
that. What were you buying, I wonder? It doesn't matter.
Might be going to the Leeds United shop.
Possibly. Yeah.
Leeds United.
I might have been in the Leeds United shop.
Could have been.
So you did that. So obviously that's what you want to do. You want to do music. And then you got with the Leeds Contemporary Singers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that was just a group of mates from uni, yeah. We were just kind of like a group of singers and used to kind of gig about in Leeds.
And then you entered the pitch battle, which was the BBC talent contest, and did you win it? You won it.
Yeah, we won it. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. They only showed one season of it, so that's how good it was. But hey, we won it
because nobody else could beat you.
Well, exactly. You've set the bar too high. That's what it was.
Still a champion.
The bar was too high.
Exactly.
Yeah, clearly.
And what happened to the Leeds Contemporary Singers?
It was like eight of us and I think everyone wanted to do something kind of a bit different.
Yeah.
And people left uni because we were all at Leeds College of Music together. And yeah, we just kind of split up really just because, you know, trying to get eight people in a room who all wanted to do different things and be their own like artists was nearly impossible. And some of them are doing amazing things now. I think one of the guys, Akin, he now sings with Stormzy. And some other people are doing some really great.
Stormzy aware that he used to be basically the Yorkshire version of Glee?
Probably not. I don't know.
We'll let him know, shall we?
We've exposed him now.
Yeah.
And are you a full-time singer?
Yeah, I sing full-time. I play in bands. I play in a lot of wedding bands, and now I do a lot of Robbie songs, as you can imagine.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm a full-time singer. I've been a songwriter and an artist for years. Obviously, this is just kind of like the first big thing that I've, or other than kind of Pitch Battle, is kind of the first thing that I've been able to kind of get my name on that's kind of elevated me a little bit. So yeah, I've always been like a singer-songwriter since I can remember, really, since I got my first guitar.
So what do you do now? Because obviously, you know, if you want to be a singer-songwriter, you want to be known for being Adam Tucker, who writes his own songs and sings his own songs. However, you now are in a movie that got released around the world where you sing as Robbie very, very convincingly. So if I was your agent, not your manager, but if I was your agent, I'd be like, you are basically going to be Adam Tucker, the Robbie Williams man, and that's what you're going to do for the next few years. You're going to make loads of money. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's definitely an option. I think, like, it's been, you know, there's been a lot of opportunities come out of that, and you know, especially to kind of like do gigs with Robbie songs. But a lot of people are interested in hearing my own stuff, really. I think people are quite inquisitive about that on social media. Like, I've just co-written a song that's going to come out in February, and I think because obviously of the status of this kind of film and what's happened, they've kind of given me the opportunity to work with some really, really cool people. So I actually co-wrote it, and a guy called Patrick Neil Doyle, who's the son of Patrick Doyle, who obviously done the Harry Potter stuff,
right,
has composed the song. And then a guy called James Kenosha, he has, he's produced it. So he's like done Birdie and all sort of big artists. So I've been able to kind of get to these people through the film. So
this is you singing?
This is me singing my, like a co-written song that I've obviously, yeah. And I think, you know, my tone of my voice sounds like Robbie, like just naturally.
Yeah.
Obviously in the film I do put on, you know, don't get me wrong, we spent a long time in the studio trying to sound like Robbie. But yeah, ultimately, like, I think, you know, that's the goal, I think. But, you know, obviously if we play live, I'm going to have to put a few Robbie songs in there that, you know, that's why people want to come see me. So I'll please the fans in that way and show my own music.
You've not always sounded like Robbie Williams, to be fair, though.
You know that I could use somebody.
Oh, my God.
So I've been roaming around, always looking down, and all I see.
Oh, that's nice, though, that.
You know when you wish you'd deleted things off, like, YouTube?
But Adam, that sounds nice, I think. How long ago was that?
I'll tell you. Go on.
2010.
Wow.
2010. That was the first, I remember that was like the first song that I like recorded and then put out on like YouTube or in the public. Before that, I'd never recorded anything like of me singing. I've been in bands and stuff, but never like actually released anything online. So yeah, now people are going to flock to that. And yeah, well, thanks for bringing that up. But yeah, okay. No, it's...
I like to build people up and drag them back down
again.
Exactly. Okay, so talk to me. So I've heard a story of how you got it, but I always like to know the full thing. So how do you go from singing in bands and sounding a bit like Robbie, and then getting to the movie? How does it happen?
Well, like most things, it sort of starts in a pub. And it's my friend who said I used to sound like him, who I was in a band with. He moved to London, and he lives next door to a guy who's an agent or like a fixer in films called Ben. And he was casting he was looking for a singer who sounded like Robbie. He got word because he works alongside a guy called Ben Parry, who works out of Abbey Road.
Right.
So Ben Parry is like, I mean, if you've heard Lord of the Rings and all these soundtracks, he does all the choral stuff on it. So he runs a thing called London Voices, I think it's called.
Right.
And they always get jobs in, like constantly getting jobs in for, like, you know, I don't know, any type of singer, or it might be like really weird jobs as well. Like, oh, I need a Mexican woman who sounds like this or something like that. So that Robbie job came in. Just my friend was talking to his neighbor in the pub. I think they're doing pub quiz. And he was just like saying, I don't suppose you know anyone who sounds like Robbie Williams.
Hold
he goes,
on,
actually,
this is that.
I don't suppose.
That is so random. You're having a beer with somebody and they go, how's things? Yeah, good at the moment. We're doing this between you and me. Don't say anything. We're doing this Robbie Williams film. So I've got to try and find somebody who sounds like early Robbie Williams. I don't suppose you know anyone, do you? Yeah, well, actually, yeah, I do.
Weirdly, yes.
And he's called Adam. Yeah, you should, Adam. I'll check him out. Next thing is,
yeah,
you've got the gig.
That's a bit of fate, isn't it?
That, literally, I think the conversation, that was very close to the conversation that they probably had. And he, yeah, he just kind of like, it's so random. Like, it was literally like, you know, Ben didn't call me up initially. It was my mate Ed, who I've been in band with. He's like, oh, you'll never guess what. And I was like, go on. He's like, you know, I used to say he sounded like Robbie Williams. He's like, you might. I've got you a step closer to being him. I was like, oh.
And you're like,
right.
Oh, I'm not doing some tribute band, mate. I don't want to. And they're like, no, it might be better than that.
It's more of a blockbuster film idea, really.
So they listen to you sing and then they go, okay, you've got the gig. Do you want the gig?
And yeah, I mean, the process took like ages and ages. Right. Like, I think like they must have, I don't know how many people they auditioned. I mean, I spoke to the vocal coach and he was saying like there was hundreds and hundreds of people who obviously they put it out to America, Australia, everywhere. So I guess, yeah, it was a long process. I mean, like, I obviously done like, it was all like online because obviously they're Australian, like Michael Gracie and his team are all Australian. So they're Australian production companies. So I auditioned at like midnight or something. Woke all the neighbors up singing Angels.
What was the reason for not using Robbie in a film about Robbie?
Yeah, well, he sort of says, actually, in an interview, I heard him say, like, you know, like, as you get older, like, your voice changes in, like, timbre. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, like, he used to be, you know, he used to be able to, like, his voice obviously sounded very different.
Yeah.
And, you know,
high notes.
Yeah, well, he still sings the songs in the original keys. Like, he still absolutely blasts them out. But I think it's just, like, the tone of his voice has changed. Yeah, obviously, it develops over time and, you know, it changes. And, yeah, they kind of wanted someone who sounded like a younger version of him. Mm. And obviously, like, you know, people keep saying, like, oh, well, why didn't they use, like, the original versions? Well, the songs, if you hear them, are, like, completely different tempos. Some of them are different keys. And obviously, they mean something different. There's, like, acting in it as well. So, yeah, that's where they got me in to kind of almost like not pull you out of the film. Because I think if you heard like Robbie kind of sounding a little older when he was auditioning as a 16-year-old,
yeah, that's
people
a good
would be
point,
like,
actually. You'd be a
oh,
bit.
Like,
yeah.
It'd be really jarring. So I guess like that's why, yeah, they put me in there. And then obviously, like, he does sing in the film. Like, there are bits where he sings in the film. There's bits where we both sing in the film and in the same songs.
Oh, really?
Mad, yeah.
So, because that's the thing. Like, it's a great film, by the way. It's a really good film. And congratulations, by the way, on your number one album.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
If you can see me.
Yeah. Oh, there's his official charts number one.
Hey. Look at that.
There you go. But I actually get so this is actually the downloads one.
Right.
But I do get a gold one now. So I've got to get another one. So this is one of two. So yeah.
So on the album, Rock DJ is Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And Come Undone is you.
Yeah, so like a lot of these versions are like, so the film and the sound, like Robbie has also re-recorded some stuff for the soundtrack. Like Something Beautiful is like a full version that he recorded. I think he'd done like Land of a Thousand Dances. He added bits into it. So he's done quite a lot additional work other than the film as well.
Right, okay.
So obviously then he releases that as his album. And so like a lot of it is actually like, so the film is quite, I would say different. It's the same songs, but obviously it's like an amalgamation of our voices. And also, I cannot myself tell in some of the songs when I'm singing, when
really?
And that's my voice.
That's incredible. That's where it works.
Testament to the guys who obviously mixed it and like the team and stuff. And, you know, like we did spend honestly hours in the studio. Just
and
like
you, though. A testament to you as well.
And you wouldn't have been able to tell anybody you were doing this. So what's the length of time are we talking about here? Like a year or so?
So I auditioned initially in like February 2023.
Wow.
I think, and then got the part in May and we just like hit the studio straight away. And so like since then and then like pretty much, yeah, from then until like Christmas time, really.
So that was your job then?
Your
job.
Literally was in
but you couldn't say anything to anybody?
Yeah, like people were like wondering where I'd bloody gone.
So people are like, hey, you're around next week, want to do, and you're like, I'm not around. Oh, do you want to do the week after? Yeah, it's, oh, it's tight. Why, what are you doing? I just work. And
I should have said, like, I'm joining like the MI5 and I just can't tell anyone.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
That would have been a bit easier. But yeah, no, I just kind of had to keep it like secret.
To be fair, if you'd have told the truth, people would have just gone, yeah, it actually does say anything, but I'm being Robbie Williams in a movie about Robbie Williams. Yeah, of course you are, Adam. About the week after that. You'd be like, okay. So then you see it and like, so without giving too much away about the film that everyone needs to go and see if you haven't seen it already, but my way is pretty much the last track in it when right. You did the show at the Albert Hall. Now, that's you.
Both of us.
Oh, my God, that's so weird.
Did you ever sing in front of him in the studio?
No. So, actually, no, I haven't sung in front of him. I don't know if I could, to be fair. That'd been, like, the weirdest thing, like, me replicating someone else's voice and, like, being, like, there in the studio. I mean, it was what... Like, when we were doing, like, She's the One, I remember Michael Gracie came in, I was, like, 400 takes into this one line, and, like, I was like, oh, God, like, if Rob... I was, like, scared Robbie would come in, because I was like, oh, Lord. But, yeah, no, it is, I think, you know, it's such a weird thing to do.
Sorry, I was just spoke over the top of you, sorry. We've got some clips. And
Do you want to hear?
Just to hear you singing.
Well, we've got you. Like, I don't think this is necessarily from the film, but we've got you singing.
Cause we got stars directing our fate, and we pray and it's not too late. Cause we know we're falling from grace. Millennium.
Your phrasing. Incredible. Some of it is scarily spot on.
I'm contemplating contemplating, thinking.
That's weird, Adam.
Very good.
So, like, when we were in the studio, one of the things we would do is, like, you would, like, hear his, like, obviously in your voice you have the vibrato. I would literally have to copy his vibrato. And obviously everyone's vibrato is naturally different.
Yeah.
So, like, you're going into, like, these weird details of, like, you know, going, like, hard in. So, like, to do these impressions now, it just is so easy to do it. Now it just comes out.
Because that's really... Because you're a singer, so you absolutely have, over the years, built your way of singing. So it's not just as it might be now, but it's not just as... You don't just do an impression of someone. You've got to almost change the way you sing... To the way they sing and sound like Rob at the same time.
Yeah, you kind of like build up these habits of singing, and like the way that you sing high notes will be different. And I'm like singing these things, I'm like, I would never have chosen to pronounce a word like that, or I would have never chosen, you know, because ultimately the tone of our voice is the same. So it was just changing that kind of like, not necessarily like the accent, but yeah, like the phrasings and stuff like that. And like the kind of, it's so minute, like the detail that you would go into would be like, we would be in the studio and we'd have to phonetically write out what we thought. and what they would do is there'd be like three or four people in the control room, and they'd all write it out phonetically, all give me their sheets, and then I'd sing it. And then we'd like choose which was the closest.
Wow. So real science to it, isn't it? It's mad.
The guys who we work with, because obviously like it's the team who produced like Greatest Showman. So like, as you can imagine, like it's like the best of the best sort of people. And you know, they're just like, they're geniuses. And Owen, a guy called Owen Mallon, who's basically like the vocal coach to the stars. He was the guy who vocal coached me. And we literally were together. You know, we were in the studio for like, God knows, 150 hours or something. Mm. But then we would then spend time out of the studio together, rehearsing. It was like, don't worry, one day it will click. And then it just clicked. And then you're like, oh, it all makes sense now. But you're forcing it. It's like, you know, you're just like, I mean, I don't know how like people like, you know, like, Taron Egerton when he'd done obviously Rocket Man and stuff like that. Like, it's just so much time. Like, I couldn't imagine being an actor as well in it.
Taron,
I've never heard of him. Listen, it's a great thing. It's an amazing bit of work, and now that's around forever, and it's got you a number one album, and it's what a brilliant thing, Adam. Well done.
Yeah,
it's really
thank
cool.
And
much.
Big up King's Lynn, Adam, as well. I was born in Norfolk, representing King's Lynn.
I have a little anecdote about King's Lynn, actually, and it involves yourself, Chris. I actually saw you in 1998 at Hunstanton.
At the roadshow.
Your last place of work's roadshow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that when you got your community award?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. We'll email you about that.
And also, my ex-girlfriend...
Oh, my God.
My ex-girlfriend's dad used to drive you around.
What?
Okay, I'm going to cut you off now because it's getting a little bit weird. Adam, what's your Instagram?
It is the Adam Tucker.
Oh, it used to be Adam Tucker.
Now it's the Adam Tucker.
Yeah, upgrade.
Yeah.
Big time.
The Adam Tucker. And your song is coming out in February.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll look out for that. Mate, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for coming on.
No worries. Thanks for having me on and asking some great questions.
Mate, I loved it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Adam Tucker.
Yeah.
Cheers, Adam.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Smart bookers, don't gamble on last-minute prices. For 12 days only, On the Beach have launched free price drop protection. If the price of your summer holes drops after you've booked, you can claim credit for the difference back. Oh yes, you heard right. There's nothing to lose. Get booked now with free price drop protection only at onthebeach.co.uk.
Terms and exclusions apply. Book by 3rd of Feb for holidays 1st of May to 31st October. Claim up to 60 days before departure. Adult protected.
On the beach.
It's the Virgin Media winter sale, and our prices have dropped, just like the temperature. It's the perfect time to find great deals across our smooth, lightning-fast broadband range on our reliable network.
Suddenly,
all with no setup fee. Yeah, that's smooth. Simply visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fibre area, subject to restrictions and credit check. 89% network uptime July to December. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply, ends 5th of Feb.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value... There's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Radio X. News update.